Time now for the University Showcase presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. Every Saturday morning, University Showcase shines the spotlight on the athletic programs, coaches, players, administrators, and fans at Tennessee State University, Trevecca University, and the Ohio Valley Conference. It's the University Showcase presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. Here's your host, the voice of TSU Athletics, Greg Pogue.
Good Saturday morning to you. How are you doing? Hope you're having a good weekend. Wet, rainy, nasty Music City, but it's still 70 degrees, and if you don't like that, it'll be 10 degrees tomorrow morning. Okay? So, yeah, if you don't like the weather around here, wait a day. So, of course, the bottom is going to fall out of it. Tonight, our two-hour broadcast block right here, the first hour, University Showcase. We spotlight all of the schools and the athletic programs throughout the Ohio Valley Conference. We also put a spotlight on Trevecca Athletics and certainly Tennessee State University Athletics as well. And next hour, it is one-on-one with Greg Pogue. Looking forward to this. Neil Price, he is the voice of the Mississippi State Bulldogs. They're in town to play tonight against Vanderbilt over at Memorial Gym. Neil started his career at MTSU doing women's basketball, baseball, went to University of Kentucky to do those same things, and then he's back he's back at Mississippi State for the first time. Joined now by one of the good guys. I like Greg Seitz. He's the athletic director at Jacksonville State University. And we'll get into all of his bio stuff and all and his arrest warrants and all of that kind of stuff a little bit later on. Greg, good morning. How you doing, man?
Good morning, Greg. How are you today?
Good, good. Happy New Year to you. And I know we talked or texted back and forth a week or so ago about when your team was in town. And man, you're just – I know I got to ask this question. Are you a football school or a basketball school? Because your men's team, of obviously Ray Harper, the 5-0 start in conference play, including already beating Belmont twice. What a start.
Yeah, I tell you, our fans right now, they'll probably tell you we're leaning towards the basketball. It's a little different because you've been here a lot for our football games, I know.
Well, and what the job that Ray has done. We're going to talk about a variety of things with Greg Seitz this morning, but it coincides, quite frankly, with some of the stuff that you're doing with the Pete Matthews Coliseum. Of course, that was damaged by the tornado, but Ray's got it going right now.
You know, he really does. You know, it's our first ever 5-0 start in the OVC. We're 13-5. Won six straight games for the first time in our program history, Greg, and we've won 7 out of 8 with our only loss, a two-point loss at West Virginia. We had the ball on the last possession with a chance to either tie it or send it to overtime. So just the job that Ray's done for us has just been really incredible and remarkable, and, you know, we're looking forward to, you know, an exciting finish. I tell you, there's some really good basketball in the OVC this year.
Well, and you've got Tennessee Tech with a doubleheader there. The men win today 6-0 in conference play for the first time in any of your conferences at any of the levels of the history of JSU basketball, which has that strong basketball tradition down through the years. So, yeah, I'd imagine it's rocking and rolling at Pete Matthews Coliseum these days.
Yeah, it really is. The game with Belmont on Thursday night, Greg. Our last two Thursday night games have just been great crowds, great support, and you know that our athletic programs get a lot of support just from your football days, but that is certainly carried over into the basketball arena, and we've been very fortunate, and I tell you, it's a tough environment to play just the way that our Coliseum is set up, because you can get really loud in here, and you know, I've got to brag on our Pelt Band. I think we got the best Pelt Band in the Ohio Valley Conference, and so it makes for a great home court advantage.
Greg Seitz with us. He is the athletic director at Jacksonville State University. You can follow him on Twitter at G Seitz, G-S-E-I-T-Z. Pretty active there. And obviously you talked about football and everything and everything that's happened with it. Yet again, yet another Ohio Valley Conference Championship. I can't believe you lost one game in the OVC for the first time in 5 years. What the heck's going on down there?
Oh, I know it. Yeah, exactly. It was fun. You could ask some of our fans, too. They were sending me some emails and be like, hey, what's going on with the team this year? And I thought that was pretty entertaining. I think we are certainly getting a little spoiled with our success of our football team.
What was it now? Was it 38 in a row in OVC play? Is that right? Before the one loss?
Yeah, we'd won 36 in a row.
Actually. Okay.
Yeah, and it was the second most in FCS history. And then we lost to Southeast Missouri and then came back and was able to win the last two to win our fifth straight OVC championship. But, yeah, you know, 38-1 over 5 years is a pretty good record.
Yeah, I'd be I think I'd be knocking on people's door wanting money, not having them complain about it, to be quite honest with you. Greg Seitz with us, the athletic director at Jacksonville State University. And, yeah, I've been down a few times, obviously, to do TSU football games the past few years. And the first thing that struck me the first time I came is just the facilities and what you've done with that football stadium. You've kept the charm of the traditional old side, but what you've done with that, the stadium side, to incorporate classrooms of other academics and this, and I don't know, and I'm gonna tell you, it's the nicest press box in the OVC. I'll tell you that. So I'm sure the amenities are spread out. I hadn't been invited to one of the suites yet, but I'm there. You're working, but your football facility is as good as there is in FCS, and quite frankly, is good about half as good as all of FBS.
Yeah, you know, we really take a lot of pride in our football facility, and you know, it is one of the top five facilities in FCS football, and I would agree with you. I mean, it's better than several FBS schools, but we opened that facility, Greg, back in 2010, and it was just a great way to open the new stadium. We come off of the week before our season opener was at Ole Miss. We beat them 49-48 in double overtime. Then we come home against Chattanooga, and I tell you what, we've been kind of rolling ever since that. You know, you always look back at games and marks and athletic history and say, hey, what was the turning point? For us, we feel like that double overtime win and opening the new stadium has just been, you know, what was that point for us? But, yeah, we're pretty good, and we don't lose many games at home either.
and of course, John Gross, the job he's done coaching that team has been, obviously, when you have that kind of a five-year run with only one league loss, pretty amazing.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, we're you know, it's funny. I mean, our goal every year is certainly to win the Ohio Valley Conference, but also to get a top eight national seed and a bye and set ourselves up for a national championship run, which in 2015, you know, we were right there with Eli Jenkins and a guy named Carson Wentz came off the bench who hadn't played in 8 years for eight games for North Dakota State, came in, and he was pretty good that day, Greg.
Yeah, whenever he gets on the field, he's good. So there's that, you know, and I didn't put that together. That was who you lost to that time. Two things I want to do with football. Let's keep it with you, and then also you were down in Frisco, Texas for the national championship. You're involved in the governorship on of college football on national level, and the league is very active, obviously, with Commissioner DeBush and her staff. But seven home games this year. Of course, it's a 12-game year this coming year. Seven home games, that's the most you've ever had. Eastern Washington is coming to town that second or third, I guess the third week, the national runner-up. But, man, having seven home games, that's something.
It really is. You know, the success that we talked about just a little earlier on our football and what it brings, and the win over Ole Miss in 2010, and then in that 2015 year, we lost at Auburn in overtime, which was really a double-edged sword. It was great for our program, but I'll tell you, Greg, it's really hard to schedule an FBS opponent every day, right? So we wanted to, with this 12-game schedule, you know, it gave us opportunity to schedule that extra home game. We like to play at least five games at home. With 12-game schedule, and, you know, we wanted a national marquee game against the FCS opponents. It's good for FCS football. And we open at home against Chattanooga and then come right back with Eastern Washington, as you said, the national runner-up. And they, I tell you, they've got a great sophomore quarterback who is really, really good. But I'm happy they have 27 seniors off that team, I will say.
Greg Seitz, he's the athletic director at Jacksonville State University, at G Seitz on Twitter as well. And I can't not talk to you, Greg. There's your double negative, by the way. I say hurricane because TSU had two football games last season canceled because of two separate hurricanes, which I've never heard of before. But certainly the number one thing that there was no loss of life when the tornado hit and really ran right through your community. And it just seems like you guys have really bounced back.
Yeah, we really have. I tell you, just the outpouring of support from everyone, from peer institutions to the volunteers, the thousands of volunteers that came in from that March 19th tornado, you know, it was outstanding. And honestly, I tell you, it's you said it there when we mentioned that we did not have any loss of life, but, from a facility standpoint, it's really, we're going to look out in a couple of years, it's really going to be, it's an opportunity for us, is what I'll call it, an opportunity to, get some things fixed, and it's going to be really nice. Pete Matthews, I'm anxious for you to see it when you come into town a little later on, but we were able to do a great job with it, just a little over $8 million worth of damage to that facility, and the crews have been working basically nonstop to get us back up and running for conference play.
Well, it's a good time to be a Gamecocks fan, isn't it, Greg?
Yeah, it really is. The other thing I do want to mention, Greg, is that we're opening an $11 million baseball stadium this year for us as well. And that's a project we've had going on for the last 2 years. And obviously with the success of OVC baseball with Tennessee Tech's run last year, one game away from the College World Series, we feel like OVC baseball is certainly on the rise. And, we're thrilled to be opening that new stadium with home games against Auburn, Georgia, Alabama, and Purdue. And, so that's some great Power Five schools coming to our campus. And with 31 home games, we're just very excited about baseball season as well.
That would be Rudy Abbott Field at Jim Case Stadium, correct?
Yes, we were obviously very excited that this fall we were able to name it for our current longtime baseball coach, Jim Case, who's the winningest coach in the OVC by conference wins and also by winning percentage. And he's done a phenomenal job for us. And for us to be able to open this stadium with his name on it is very exciting for us.
Well, and of course, having to play the last 2 years in Oxford, Alabama, it is nice to get it home. Greg Seitz, the OVC guest this morning, he is the Jacksonville State Director of Athletics and the pride of Waynesboro, correct?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I have my roots right there in Waynesboro, Tennessee, and always enjoyed going up and watching Vanderbilt basketball. That was our closest school and coming up. And I saw that the Bulldogs were in town to take on Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
So I know that would be a good one. And, the good thing about living in Tennessee, and you said earlier, is you get all four seasons in 1 week. Is that right?
Yeah. We have now a monsoon, tomorrow a blizzard. Of course, we're so melodramatic about our weather here. Hey, Greg, great talking to you again. We'll catch up with you in a couple weeks when we head down to do the TSU games. Thanks, man.
Hey, that sounds great. We'll save you a seat at Cooter Brown's Rib Shack.
You know what? I drive by there every time you go in and out. And the commissioner, Beth DeBush, was the one who mentioned, hey, you got to go to Cooter Brown. So, hey, I expect ribs at halftime, okay?
I think they're one of the corporate partners of the OVC, if I'm not mistaken.
All right. That's a good way of wiggling out of that. Thanks a lot, Greg. Hey, it's good catching up with you. Take care, Greg.
Sounds great. Talk to you soon.
All right, Greg Seitz, just a great guy on top of everything else. He's the director of athletics down at Jacksonville State University. This is University Showcase presented by Omni Nashville Hotel right here at Bongo Java. On the clock next, it is the TSU Tigers right here, Nashville Sports Radio.
I'm Dan Piotrowski, General Manager of the Omni Nashville Hotel. I want to personally invite you to experience the local flavor of Music City at our award-winning property. From our one-of-a-kind culinary outlets to the ultimate luxury of our full-service Mokara Spa, Omni Nashville offers something for everyone. Whether it's the Biscuit Bar in our Southern-inspired Kitchen Notes restaurant, or our upscale Honky Tonk bar lines, or if you prefer a romantic dinner with that someone special, visit Bob's Steak and Chop House. Come on down and see us at 250 Fifth Avenue South, located in the heart of the SoBro District.
I went to college right after high school and never finished. After 30 years, I finally went back, finished my degree, and fulfilled my dream. I was full of fear, but with Trevecca University's affordability, flexibility, and support, I overcame that fear. I'm proud to now have a bachelor's and a master's degree. Listen, I did it, and so can you.
Finish your degree one night a week or entirely online with Trevecca. Call 844-TNU-GRAD or visit trevecca.edu.
Tennessee State University has been spreading the winning spirit throughout Nashville for 105 years. From the first enrollment of 254 students in 1912 to the present day, excellence has been the habit at Tennessee State University. As Nashville's public university, TSU helps students transform from great to greater. Helping a student develop habits for a successful life is what Tennessee State University does on a daily basis. For more information regarding TSU, visit tnstate.edu. TSU is Nashville's public university for all races and demographics.
When the game is on, there's no better place to be than Sam's Sports Grill. Sam's has the best seats and the best eats for every game. With locations in Murfreesboro, Hendersonville, at Blue Turtle Bay on Old Hickory Lake, and now Sam's Place in Belle Mead. You're never far from Sam's made-from-scratch food like slow-cooked ribs, hand-battered chicken tenders, pizza, wings, and burgers, all in a family-friendly, fun environment. Sam's Sports Grill, and now introducing Sam's Place. Like them on Facebook, follow on Instagram, and learn more at SamSportsGrill.com.
Flat Rock Coffee, Tea, and More, located at 2640 Nolensville Pike, serves fine coffee and tea, locally brewed beer from Black Abbey Brewing Company, as well as fresh prepared food. Large groups are welcome from meetings or parties. They accommodate groups of 2 to 40. Call ahead to reserve your space. Follow them on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, or visit the web at flatrockcoffee.com. That's Flat Rock Coffee, Tea, and More, where neighbors come together. 2640 Nolensville Pike. Visit flatrockcoffee.com.
Nothing's more Nashville than Puckett's, where live music meets slow-smoked barbecue, home-cooked vegetables, country breakfast items, burgers, and more, with the kind of hospitality you'd expect to find in the South. With locations in downtown Nashville, Franklin, and Columbia, Tennessee, you're never too far from Puckett's. If it's Gulf Coast seafood you're after, visit Puckett's Boathouse in downtown Franklin. Try our shrimp and grits, hush puppies, the seafood mac and cheese, or treat yourself to fresh Gulf oysters. To learn more, visit Puckett'sGrocery.com.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show.
I always thought you were such a nice, quiet young man.
Westbrook pulls up at the free throw line. Tied ball game.
Here's a kid with an honest face.
Weekday afternoons at 4.
I'm in my car constantly late for appointments because I'm sitting here listening to you on the radio.
Here we go. We're going live right now.
I just want to tell you, I've been a long-time listener for 12, 13 years.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
University Showcase presented by Omni Nashville Hotel here at Bongo Java. We do it every Saturday morning, spotlighting the athletic programs at throughout the High Valley Conference, Trevecca, and at Tennessee State University. TSU on the clock right now. Do want to mention this. Some sad news. The TSU family is mourning the loss of former head coach and director of athletics William Bill Thomas, who passed away yesterday. Thomas was an assistant football coach and the legendary Big John Merritt. He was head coach of the Tigers 84 to 88, including that 11-0 1984 season, as and the 34-23 there. And then after transitioning to the role of athletics director, he held that for 8 years. And then when he departed, he hired the current athletic director, Teresa Phillips. Our thoughts are with Bill Thomas, his family, and the TSU family as well. Always keeping you up to date what's going on with sports in season at TSU. Just go to TSUTigers.com and check out all the social media platforms for all of the individual sports. Men's basketball, Coach Penny Collins, 5-12 overall, but 2-3 in the OVC last Saturday. Fell 74-61 to Moorhead. And then on national TV, on ESPNU this past Thursday night, convincing win, 79-61 at Tennessee Tech. Today, Thursday, Saturday, these are all doubleheaders with the women, but at Belmont, 5 o'clock for the men, 3 o'clock for the women, both those games on 102.9 1021 FM with Albert Dawson and me on the call. Then the at Austin Peay Thursday night, and then next Saturday night on the road at Murray State. Last Saturday, the women fell 85-62 to Moorhead State. Of course, Coach Jessica Kern, her Lady Tigers, and then they fell 76-65 at Tennessee Tech. And then we told you about those doubleheaders today, 3 o'clock at Belmont, then Austin Peay, and then Murray State. Men's tennis gets underway this weekend at the Vanderbilt Invitational. Next weekend, they'll be taking on Mississippi Valley State in Memphis. Ditto that for the men's and the women's teams. Men's track and field and the women's track and field of Coach Chandra Cheeseborough-Geis last Saturday down in Birmingham for the Vulcan Invitational. The men had 8 top 10 finishes, including Arlazon at Brumfield, first in the triple jump with a personal record, 3rd in the long jump. Michael Willingham, 3rd in the weight throw with a PR as well. The women at the Vulcan, 9 top 10 finishes, including a 1st in the triple jump by Angel Horton, 2nd in the long jump by Grenetria Shell, Jalen Brown, 3rd in the high jump, Michaela Thompson, shot put as well, 3rd there, and at the Vanderbilt Invitation this weekend. We'll get you those results next week. Well, our TSU guest this week is Matt Richardson. He is the TSU Men's Basketball Director of Operations, and many people around here know his father, Tom, longtime Vanderbilt assistant alongside Kevin Stallings, the former head coach at Illinois State. Matt, in his second year on the TSU staff, first as Director of Basketball Operations. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Greg. How are you doing?
Doing well. I'm going to tell you right now, if people who are listening do not understand what Director of Basketball Operations means, it means you do everything. And when when everything's fine, nobody says anything. You're like a referee or an umpire. But when things go awry, they always look at you.
Yes, sir. Yeah, you know, I get to do a whole lot here at Tennessee State. I get to handle a lot of different things, and I try and make everything go as smooth as possible. But, you know, if something happens, I'm kind of the first one they blame. But
well, a good opportunity. I know you were on the Dana Ford staff last year as the video coordinator, now director of basketball operations. That transition, and obviously I see Penny because I do all the games, but it just seems like it's been a smooth transition, and Penny's got his team playing really, really well right now, as evidenced by that big win Thursday at Tennessee Tech.
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, Coach Penny, it's been a very smooth transition for me. He's came in, and he's really trying to build his culture and his vision for the program. He has it going in the right direction, and everything he's trying to do is great. And what college basketball is about, the way he goes about everything, and our guys are really embracing his style of play, listening to him, and you can tell our guys are getting better. They're playing together, as you can see in our road win against Tennessee Tech last night. Thursday.
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, Matt. Yeah, and obviously today at Belmont, certainly, you know, Penny doesn't want to make a lot of it, but that's where he played for Rick Byrd, but it's all about his team. And I've already gathered that this is more about his team going over there trying to win an OVC game than him returning to his alma mater.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, he's really, you know, handled that well. And obviously there's that whole story with Coach having played there and everything. But he's really focusing on just, you know, it's a little bit of a cliche in sports, but it really is just another game. It's just going to be about us showing up, playing together, playing tough, and trying to get a good road win against a very talented Belmont team.
Matt Richardson, TSU Men's Basketball Director of Operations. And you grew up here. Let's just call it. You grew up here, played at Ravenwood, and, of course, mentioned at the outset, your dad was the longtime top assistant for Kevin Stallings here and then at Pittsburgh as well. So I'm a gym rat. I grew up, my dad was a high school and college basketball coach when I was growing up, mostly high school. You grew up a gym rat too, right?
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah, definitely. It was, you know, my dad was on staff at Vanderbilt for 13 years, so That was a really, you know, I was very fortunate to be around, you know, Vandy and growing up and getting able to be in Memorial and, you know, having some of the greatest basketball memories in my life in that gym. And I got to meet a lot of great people, and it's something that'll be with me forever. So I was very fortunate to grow up with him as a coach. And then I got to even be on staff with him at the University of Pittsburgh for a year together. And you know, not a lot of people get to do that. So that's something that I'll always look back on in my coaching career and say, I got to do it with my dad. So that's awesome.
Of course, the Illinois State connection. Penny coached at Illinois State. Of course, Dana Ford played at Illinois State. Your dad was the head coach at Illinois State. Kevin Stallings was the head coach at Illinois State. So a lot of Illinois. There's a lot of Illinois State running through here.
Oh yeah, it is a very small world in the coaching world. So there's a lot of connections there, and it is funny. You know, my dad coached Dana in college, and then my dad was an assistant there, and my dad coached Penny's former boss at Illinois State, and so it's just kind of the circle there in college basketball that everyone's connected somehow.
Yeah, Dan Muller, who you're talking about, obviously that's up there doing a really good job at Illinois State. Matt Richardson is our guest here, University Showcase presented by Omni Nashville Hotel, spotlighting the athletic programs throughout the High Valley Conference, Tennessee State and Trevecca TSU as well. I was reading this. You got a degree in journalism from the University of Tennessee. As a longtime journalist, now turned entertainer, run the other way, okay? Just tell you. Well, you have. You're a coach. big money of coaching.
That big money of coaching, right?
Yeah.
No, I love the sports journalism side of it. You know, I got to do a little bit of that when I was at the University of Tennessee. I covered baseball, basketball, women's softball. So I like that aspect, on the other side as well. And that's something I thought I had a pretty good future in and enjoyed doing. But obviously I'm on the other side now of trying to get in this coaching business and staying in that.
Matt Richardson with us, TSU Men's Basketball Director of Operations. And I do want to say, and the other day when, the other day is back in, mid-December, whenever TSU played at Vanderbilt, I was walking by and somebody yelled my name, and it was your dad, I guess, with your in your mom. And I go, this is the first time I've ever seen you in a seat where the fans sit in Memorial Gym, because as you said, he was a 13-year assistant with that. But this is one thing I want to know, because you obviously grew up close to the Stallings family. Jacob, we're all pulling for him within the Pirates organization to, you know, and to continue his growth there. And Kevin is first off, full disclosure, I like Kevin a lot. We're friends, okay? Played golf with him a few times. I'm not dropping a name. But he is probably, his personality and sense of humor, I don't think people would really don't know about just the kind of person he is away from basketball.
Yeah, you know, Coach Stallings, you know, I've known him for so long, and you really kind of got to know him really well to get his personality. And he's a great person, and he's treated me so well. And you know, I've known him since, you know, I was 2 years old. So he's seen me grow up, and I've been around him and his family. And I know Jacob very well. And, you know, growing up as both coaches' sons, you know, that's kind of a bond we have together that's unique. And, you know, but, yeah, you got to know Coach Stallings to understand his sense of humor. And he's a great person, and he really takes care of the people he loves. So
Matt Richardson with us, TSU Men's Basketball Director of Operations. It seems like, the other night in that win at Tennessee Tech, the rotation, I don't think, and Penny just said this, but he several times wholesale substituted five at a time. And he said, I think he did it a couple times the other night and asked about it. He said, that's not usually the way it works out, but, you know, you get one, two up there, then you want to add another, and then the breaks, you know, haven't come for a while, so you add another and another. But it just seems like that rotation is really tightened up and everybody is accepting their roles on the team. You're deep in the backcourt with Armani Chaney, Dave Morse, the way he's come on, with Michael Littlejohn, getting Fitzpatrick Dorsey back to playing again, Kamar McKnight. This team seems like it's really settling into its roles.
Yeah, Greg, it has. You know, and the Tennessee Tech game really showed that. You know, we played so hard and played together. And in this conference, you got to do that to win on the road. And then, like you said, everyone embracing their roles, that's key. And I think guys are really starting to take pride in being a star in their role. And when you have guys who are doing that, I mean, good things are going to happen.
Matt Richardson, our guest. Matt, hey, thank you. Tell your father Tom I said hello, and we'll see you over at the Kerber Event Center a little bit later on in the day. Good job, Matt. Thank you, buddy.
Sounds good, Greg. Thanks a lot for having me.
All right, Matt Richardson, the TSU men's basketball director of operations, as we said, his son, obviously, his father, rather, Tom, 13 years assistant coach for Kevin Stallings at Vanderbilt. Before that, the head coach at Illinois State, and then, of course, grew up with that as well. Now, second year on the TSU basketball staff. University Showcase presented by Omni Nashville Hotel right here at Bongo Java. I want to remind you, coming up next hour, 101 with Greg Pogue. It will be the voice of the Mississippi State Bulldogs, Neil Price. He's already in the house working his phone. You know, that's what big wheels do. You know, they settle in and start working their phone. But anyway, we're going to have some fun with Neil. But after the break, it's Trevecca's turn right here on Nashville Sports Radio.
When the game is on, there's no better place to be than Sam's Sports Grill. Sam's has the best seats and the best eats for every game, with locations in Murfreesboro, Hendersonville, at Blue Turtle Bay on Old Hickory Lake, and now Sam's Place in Belle Mead. You're never far from Sam's made-from-scratch food like slow-cooked ribs, hand-battered chicken tenders, pizza, wings, and burgers, all in a family-friendly, fun environment. Sam's Sports Grill, and now introducing Sam's Place. Like them on Facebook, follow on Instagram, and learn more at samsportsgrill.com.
Tennessee State University has been spreading the winning spirit throughout Nashville for 105 years. From the first enrollment of 254 students in 1912 to the present day, excellence has been the habit at Tennessee State University. As Nashville's public university, TSU helps students transform from great to greater. Helping a student develop habits for a successful life is what Tennessee State University does on a daily basis. For more information regarding TSU, visit tnstate.edu. TSU is Nashville's public university for all races and demographics.
When looking at schools for my MBA, I found that affordability and flexibility were most important for me. At Trevecca University, I found exactly what I was looking for. With no GMAT required, I was able to jump right into classes with a wide variety of students that enhanced my learning. My professors were readily available, and the small class sizes created a great environment for me to learn and grow.
Finish your degree one night a week or entirely online with Trevecca. Call 844-TNU-GRAD or visit trevecca.edu to learn more.
Nothing's more Nashville than Puckett's, where live music meets slow-smoked barbecue, home-cooked vegetables, country breakfast items, burgers, and more, with the kind of hospitality you'd expect to find in the South. With locations in downtown Nashville, Franklin, and Columbia, Tennessee, you're never too far from Puckett's. If it's Gulf Coast seafood you're after, visit Puckett's Boathouse in downtown Franklin. Try our shrimp and grits, hush puppies, the seafood mac and cheese, or treat yourself to fresh Gulf oysters. To learn more, visit Puckett'sGrocery.com.
Discover a new level of relaxation at Mokara. It's your chance to revive, rejuvenate, and restore amidst the welcoming tranquility of our award-winning destination spa. We invite you to sample our extensive spa offerings, including massage therapy, facials, body treatments, salon services, and so much more. Experience refined relaxation at Mokara Spa, located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel. For an appointment, simply call 615-761-3600.
Flat Rock Coffee, Tea, and More, located at 2640 Nolensville Pike, serves fine coffee and tea, locally brewed beer from Black Abbey Brewing Company, as well as fresh prepared food. Large groups are welcome for meetings or parties. They accommodate groups of 2 to 40. Call ahead to reserve your space. Follow them on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, or visit the web at flatrockcoffee.com. That's Flat Rock Coffee, Tea, and More, where neighbors come together. 2640 Nolensville Pike. Visit flatrockcoffee.com.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and we've got tons of headlines this week. The Rolex 24 is on the horizon, and the Daytona 500 is under 40 days away now. Lots of racing coming up soon. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, I'm Justin Allgaier, and you're on the Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And check us out at facebook.com/thefinallap. We'd appreciate it. Every single weekday right here.
University Showcase presented by Omni Nashville Hotel, Bongo Java. We do it every Saturday morning. D December through May at 8 o'clock. Take a little bit off, and then we're back in mid-August with yet another season of Prep Football Talk with Coach Bubba Spears, Craig Ladd, and myself. And 101 with Greg Pogue, 9 o'clock hour and 10 o'clock basketball forever coming up with certainly a good buddy, Jonathan Najjar, who's back doing it right now in our studios. Crazy Charlie here, Zach Williams, and Blake Lovell, as a matter of fact. I think I got that right, Blake Lovell, right? Right, Jonathan? Thank you. Thank you. Trevecca University on the clock. Of course, the athletic director there, Mark Elliott, TNUTrojans.com, men's basketball. And we're going to have one of his assistants on with us in a moment, Reese Chamberlain. 1-12 overall, 1-7 in GMAC last Saturday. Fell 67-55 at David Elkins College. And a heartbreaker Thursday night, 75-74 at Ohio Valley University. Today, doubleheader up at Ohio Dominican in Columbus, Ohio. With the women, and Thursday, University of Findlay, and next Saturday, Hillsdale College. Those latter are doubleheaders with the women's basketball team of Coach Chad Hibden, 6-9, 5-4 in GMAC. As a matter of fact, won 3 in a row. Coach Chad Hibden's team last Saturday won 65-62 at Davis and Elkins College. Thursday won 68-33 at Ohio Valley University. And then, as we mentioned, part of those doubleheaders today at Ohio Dominican. And then Thursday and Saturday, respectively, Findlay and Hillsdale at the Trojan Fieldhouse. Men track and field of Coach Austin Selby last weekend competed in the Ramapo Invitational at the Army on Friday, and then Saturday at the TCN. NJ Lions Invitational at the Armory as well. Garrison Glover, the 60-meter hurdles, the school best with that on Friday, and then Garrison Glover on Saturday, eighth in the triple jump and eighth in the mile run. Both teams, the men and women, are off until the ETSU Invitational February 1st and 2nd. As for the women, Taylor Reed on that Friday at the Ramapo Invitational broke her own school record in the weight throw. Also Saturday, Sydney Burge set a school record in the high jump as well. Well, our guest this morning, someone we've actually seen play around these parts quite a bit on the high school level, now the college level, high school. He is the pride of, he's the Beach Buccaneers. As a matter of fact, he's going to be inducted into their Hall of Fame here pretty soon. Also, the former Belmont Bruins stand out as well, Reese Chamberlain, now a member of Omar Mance's staff at Trevecca. Good morning, Reese.
Morning.
Hey, are you in Columbus, Columbus, Ohio?
Yeah, that's correct. About to get a little snow.
Yeah? Guess what? You're going to come back to it. So, hey, thanks for joining us in this. And also, congratulations. Is it this coming Friday, I think, that you're going to be inducted into the Beach High School Hall of Fame?
Yes, sir. Beach versus Gallatin this Friday night.
Oh, what's your takeaway from your high school days? I know you won you're in a state tournament a couple times, and the all-time leader in games started and assist, and certainly got you a lot of attention for the next level. But what do you, since you're being inducted into the Beach Hall of Fame, what do you take away from your high school days?
Just a lot, really. I played with a lot of great teammates, a lot of great guys, more importantly, and guys I still talk to on a weekly basis, and I was able to play with my brothers, two of my twin little brothers, and then a couple cousins too. So that was some cool experiences. Played for Coach Darren Joins, who's at Franklin High School now. So just those relationships are definitely something I still enjoy having. And then on the court, obviously, we were able to have some success and had two state tournament runs, and it's always good to kind of look back on the fun times on the court as well, but definitely more so the relationships that I was able to make.
Obviously, then went on to play at Belmont in that run with this was the Atlantic Sun days, and then the OVC. So you were there. You were the bridge, right? Your first 2 years of college, the A Sun,
yes,
and
sir.
The second 2 years of last 2 years of college, the OVC.
Yeah, so I redshirted my first year, so yeah. We were in the A-Sun, and then I was part of the transition to the OVC. So definitely cool to be a part of that and just kind of getting to build some of those rivalries right off the bat with Murray State and all that sort of thing. So it was definitely a neat transition to be a part of.
Reese Chamberlain, our guest, Trevecca Men's assistant basketball coach, up with the team in Columbus, Ohio today, where they're taking on Ohio Dominican in a double men-women doubleheader up there as well. All right. The first time you met Rick Byrd, I'm presuming that was in high school.
Correct.
Your first thoughts when you met Rick Byrd for the first time?
Yeah, definitely just kind of being a local guy, being from Hendersonville, you've always kind of heard of Rick Byrd and just a coaching legend, obviously. And then you always hear good things about him. So I guess probably the first time we went to Belmont team camp when I was at Beach High School. So I believe that's probably the first time he started watching me and then kind of just started reaching out a little bit my junior year and just kind of as soon as you meet him, you know, you can just tell by the way he acts and the way he goes about his business that he's someone that you can respect and he's going to be honest and upfront about everything, which is definitely something that I can still say is for sure true about him. But then also, you always know when you're talking about Coach Byrd that he's going to do things with integrity and all that sort of thing. So it was definitely a blessing to get to meet him and then obviously play for him and get to build that relationship with him.
Well, I'm trying to get the time frame. Casey Alexander obviously left there, went to Stetson for 3 years, now the head
right.
coach, and done just a great job at Lipscomb. So
right.
Casey was on that staff when you were there too, right?
Yes, my first year at Belmont, him and Coach Roger Easterm were both on staff. And, again, definitely another guy that someone to look up to and learn from. He's one of the best in the business for sure. And then, again, also learning from Coach Byrd as well. He does everything the right way and goes about handling the team and just doing things with integrity.
Trevecca Men's basketball assistant coach Reese Chamberlain with us this morning. I have been, and although the wins haven't come, it is one of those rebuilding years. We know where it's going to start from, but all along from that very first press conference I was at for Omar Mance and just all of the people who reached out in the college basketball world and just said, wow, what a great hire for Trevecca. Now, you've been working with Omar now. Tell us about Omar Mance and what he's wanting to do with that program.
Yeah, he's definitely someone just getting to work for him. I'm blessed and lucky to have the opportunity, and it's been a fun ride already, and I'm excited to see just kind of this first year is definitely about building a winning culture, but obviously sometimes that means on the court, but I think right now for our team it's just continue to build on the culture and doing things the right way. And we know wins will come, but more than anything, we just got to grow as a team and playing hard and as a university, just as the Trevecca Men's Basketball. We continually talk about our Christian scholar athlete, and those first two are just as important as the athletics. This first year, it's exciting because we know we've got challenges, obviously, on the court. We're a young team. I think at this point, we've got freshmen and sophomores. So we know in college basketball, we've got guys that are learning to be leaders. And it's fun to see kind of all the challenges that comes with that.
Well, and again, Mark Elliott, of course, a basketball pro. Well, he also played a lot of baseball, too, at the highest level. But certainly
right.
the attention to basketball, knows how important it is and everything. So with Omar, man, certainly the program in good hands. I was looking at your bio, and I saw where, when you were at Belmont, that you majored in finance and marketing. Was that to have Scott Corley hire you before he became AD in the banking industry?
Exactly. Yeah. And I actually know Scott Corley pretty well, just from he's from Hendersonville.
Yeah.
But lived out that way, at least. So I kind of growing up, knew him a little bit. Actually used to play a little pickup basketball with him, so. I got a strong relationship with him, so it's funny how God has plans for everyone and how it ended up looking out.
Reese Chamberlain with us, Trevecca Men's basketball assistant coach up in Columbus, Ohio. Doubleheader there for the Trojans, the men and the women, against Ohio Dominican as well. I see where you spent 4 years coaching on the AAU circuit as well, and quite frankly, AAU gets such a bad rap because it sort of, when somebody says AAU, it sort of umbrellas everything, and that's not necessarily the truth.
Right.
I would call it more non-scholastic basketball, because right. The AAU programs, when done right in all the sports, for decades have been a great place for people to develop their skills.
Definitely, yeah. I know just kind of the big, when you hear AAU, you kind of think the bad things that come along with it, but I was lucky enough to work for Upward Stars AAU program, which is a faith-based program, and it's definitely cool when people do it the right way, just kind of all that can come out of it. I know, obviously, that's where a lot of recruiting happens for the college basketball and really every sport, so it's just a cool environment when people do it the right way, and it was definitely a blessing to get to coach for Upward Stars and get to travel a little bit and all that sort of thing. And again, it's basketball, and obviously sometimes it's a little different than your organizational basketball, but it's definitely a blessing, and it's a fun environment when done right, for sure.
Well, and it's a good, someone like you has that basketball basis that you're just not going to roll the balls out there and y'all go run exactly. up and down the floor.
Exactly, yeah. Again, that's kind of part of it. Some of the good, bad, and ugly with everything, it's definitely good when it's done right, and it's just an opportunity for a lot of kids in high school to showcase their abilities, and you can obviously learn a lot about guys' characters in the AAU field, just because there's a lot of just a lot of games in a short amount of time, and again, it's just a good opportunity for high schoolers.
Reese Chamberlain with us. I was reading a quote when you were hired by your boss, head coach Omar Mance. As a former Belmont star, he went to 4 NCAA tournaments, won 4 conference championships, 5-time academic all-conference performer, and a 2-time captain of the Bruins as well. Wow, I didn't put together that you were on that team of 4 in a row.
Yes, sir. Yeah, no, I was definitely blessed, obviously, getting to play for Coach Bird and be at Belmont. It's a great program and has a winning tradition, and it's definitely something I'm trying to learn from, to change from a player and just being around that environment and just kind of instill that into coaching. And obviously, it's a process, and you've got to start somewhere, and I think we're on the right track for sure at Trevecca, and it's definitely exciting to see. And again, it all starts kind of with recruiting guys that want to be a part of something more than basketball. So we know for all the guys, basketball is eventually going to come to an end. So the Christian scholar part's just as important, if not more important, than the athlete part. But we do know that the basketball part's going to come if we keep doing things the right way, just like it came at Belmont, just like it's coming at Lipscomb. So it's exciting to see kind of the process of all that coming together, for sure.
Reese Chamberlain, Trevecca men's basketball assistant coach, our guest today, University Showcase, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. Reese, hey, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Good luck today and the rest of the season. We'll catch up with you later. Thank you, buddy.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
All right, Reese Chamberlain over at Trevecca. We'll take a break, be back, and wrap it up. Again, coming up top of the hour, 101 with Greg Pogue, the voice of the Mississippi State Bulldogs. That would be Neil Price right here on Nashville Sports Radio.
Flat Rock Coffee, Tea, and More, located at 2640 Nolensville Pike, serves fine coffee and tea, locally brewed beer from Black Abbey Brewing Company, as well as fresh prepared food. Large groups are welcome for meetings or parties. They accommodate groups of 2 to 40. Call ahead to reserve your space. Follow them on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, or visit the web at flatrockcoffee.com. That's Flat Rock Coffee, Tea, and More, where neighbors come together. 2640 Nolensville Pike. Visit flatrockcoffee.com.
I went to college right after high school and never finished. After 30 years, I finally went back, finished my degree, and fulfilled my dream. I was full of fear, but with Trevecca University's affordability, flexibility, and support, I overcame that fear. I'm proud to now have a bachelor's and a master's degree. Listen, I did it, and so can you.
Finish your degree one night a week or entirely online with Trevecca. Call 844- 844- TNU grad, or visit Trevecca.edu.
Nothing's more Nashville than Puckett's, where live music meets slow-smoked barbecue, home-cooked vegetables, country breakfast items, burgers, and more, with the kind of hospitality you'd expect to find in the South. With locations in downtown Nashville, Franklin, and Columbia, Tennessee, you're never too far from Puckett's. If it's Gulf Coast seafood you're after, visit Puckett's Boathouse in downtown Franklin. Try our shrimp and grits, hush puppies, the seafood mac and cheese, or treat yourself to fresh Gulf oysters. To learn more, visit Puckett'sGrocery.com.
Experience the true spirit of Nashville at Bar Lines, an upscale honky-tonk, live music 7 days a week, and an award-winning menu. Conveniently located across from Bridgestone Arena, only blocks from Nissan Stadium, Bar Lines is the perfect spot for sports and live music fans alike. Featuring 22 flat-screen TVs, the best of Music City's up-and-coming talent, Bar Lines offers an unforgettable Nashville experience. Bar Lines has the best hot wings in Music City and handcrafted libations, featuring the best local spirits and finest Tennessee whiskeys. Come on down to Bar Lines, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel.
When the game is on, there's no better place to be than Sam's Sports Grill. Sam's has the best seats and the best eats for every game. With locations in Murfreesboro, Hendersonville, at Blue Turtle Bay on Old Hickory Lake, and now Sam's Place in Belle Meade. You're never far from Sam's made-from-scratch food like slow-cooked ribs, hand-battered chicken tenders, pizza, wings, and burgers, all in a family-friendly, fun environment. Sam's Sports Grill, and now introducing Sam's Place. Like them on Facebook, follow on Instagram, and learn more at SamSportsGrill.com.
Tennessee State University has been spreading the winning spirit throughout Nashville for 105 years. From the first enrollment of 254 students in 1912 to the present day, excellence has been the habit at Tennessee State University. As Nashville's public university, TSU helps students transform from great to greater. Helping a student develop habits for a successful life is what Tennessee State University does on a daily basis. For more information regarding TSU, visit tnstate.edu. TSU is Nashville's public university for all races and demographics.
Against all better judgment, Nashville Sports Radio presents Redneck Nation Radio, Captain Crazy Charlie and the Renegades of Puck Talk Nashville Predators Hockey every game day at 5 a.m. Check them out online at PredneckNation.com or on Twitter at Predneck Nation. That's Redneck Nation Radio every game day morning at 5 right here on the station for Hockey Trench Warfare, Nashville Sports Radio.
University Showcase presented by Omni Nashville Hotel right here, Bongo Java. We do it every Saturday morning, the 8 o'clock hour, highlighting the athletic programs throughout the High Valley Conference, Trevecca, and Tennessee State University as well. And into the conclusion of the third week of the OVC, and you're just looking at it right now, Murray State, Austin Peay, Jacksonville State, 5-0 on the men's side, Belmont 3-2, and both of those losses come to Jacksonville State. So in essence, they're three games behind Jacksonville State. The two would only tie them, and the Jacksonville State would get the head-to-head with that as well. Tennessee Tech, Kim Roseman, and her Lady Golden, well, not Lady Golden Eagles, they're just the Golden Eagles. They're the only undefeated women's team in conference play in the OVC. And so, Dave, just check it out. You can go to the OVCSports.com and find out, but there's doubleheaders all over the place today. Austin Peay at Eastern Illinois, TSU at Belmont. Now, 3 o'clock, the women, 5 o'clock for the men, 2:45 the pregame. Albert Dawson and I will be on that call on 102.1 FM for both games today. UT Martin and Moorhead State, Southeast Missouri at Eastern Kentucky, Murray State at SIUE, and then Tennessee Tech at Jacksonville State tonight. The UT Martin Moorhead State is ESPN3, and the remaining games, men and women, well, the UT Martin Moorhead State ESPN3, that doubleheader there, and then everything else on ESPN+. Just for basketball around town, we just mentioned it, the Belmont and everything. Vanderbilt Invitational over at Vanderbilt with TSU, the men and the women competing there as well. And then TSU for the basketball, they go out on the road Thursday at Austin Peay and then Saturday at Murray State after opening with four at home, two on, and then now they'll have four on the road. I guess you call Belmont on the road, but it's an away game as well. As always, we want to thank the folks down here at Bongo Java. Baristas is what they are. You know, I make coffee. They're baristas. Alex from Claremont, New Hampshire. And also they give me these names and their places. I think the names are all right. They like to yank my chain when they give me where they're from, and I got to decipher if it's a lie or not. Alex from Claremont, New Hampshire. That's shown up a few times. Nick from Houston, Texas. Jen from Forest Grove, Oregon. David from Creve Hall, Tennessee. I didn't know if he was from the suburbs of Creve Hall or downtown Creve Hall. Of course, that's right off I-65, their hearty place, the Creve Hall area. And Corey, the manager here, does a great job from East Nashville. So I'd say maybe 80% of those were accurate. The names were all good, but they're good people. Bongo Java. Also, want to remind you that coming up at 10 o'clock, it is Basketball Forever with Jonathan Najjar, who's back producing this morning, as always, in the studio, and Zach Williams and Blake Lovell. That'll come up at 10 o'clock. Tomorrow morning, the TSU Basketball Coaches Show with Brian Penny Collins and Lady Tigers coach Jessica Kern. We invite you to check that out as well. And obviously, a lot of different things. Just go to the website, WNSR.com. If you go to the website, WNSR.com, and there's a thing called a calendar. There's a drop-down called Event Calendar, and it has all of our programming outside of our regular program, you know, like the Grizzlies and when the Braves come around and when we have things like that. So if you want to just go to the calendar and just find out everything that's going on right here on Nashville Sports Radio, including later today, we have the Memphis Grizzlies at 6 o'clock. 5:30, that pregame. All right, that wraps up University Showcase presented by Omni Nashville Hotel at Bongo Java. Next hour, it will be one-on-one with Greg Pogue and the voice of the Mississippi State Bulldogs, Neil Price, with us.